Hi everyone, this is Scott Lutz and welcome to another Bible reading of the day. Today we're in Exodus 6, 1 through 12. Let's go ahead and read the scripture. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country." God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they resided as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty hand acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his country." But Moses said to the Lord, "If the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with faltering lips?" Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Lord God, I just praise you. I thank you for all things. I know that you are our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer, Lord, and our Deliverer. This shows, Lord, that you are a Deliverer, not just freeing the Israelites from sin, from slavery of the Egyptians, but also to free all your creation from sin. Those who turn to you will be freed from their sins. Those who surrender their lives to you will be free from their sins. And Lord, we just ask that you be with us and watch over us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.